Dobar dan, prijatelji. Did you know that there is a way to support the Let's Learn Croatian podcast and YouTube channel and get extra content? Tony D, how can they find it and gain access?
It's super easy. There's a couple of ways. If they go to our website, www.letslearncroatian.com, they will see a Buy the LLC a Coffee button at the bottom of each page. They can also find it in our link tree from the LLC Pod Instagram page, and it's also linked in the show notes of each of our YouTube video lessons. Once they get there, they can choose to buy us as many coffees as they want, or they can opt in to become an LLC member.
Odlično, Tony D. Absolutely. For $5 a month, you can become a Kiki Riki member. As a member, you'll receive a shout-out on the pod thanking you for all to hear. And in the mail, we'll send you a handwritten letter from yours truly, thanking you supporting all things LLC, an official LLC member magnet, an LLC sticker, and automatic entry into each LLC raffle that we do for as long as you remember. And for $10 a month, you can become a Smokva member and get everything I just mentioned and so much more. DJ Mo, what kind of content do we have available?
Lots! With the Smokva membership, you unlock a quiz for almost every lesson we've made. We have over 90 lessons from our podcast, and our goal is to have a quiz for every one of them. There's also all the songs and lyrics, so you too can sing along with us and learn the Hrvatski language in a whole new way. We also have the audio from our dialogues and their written parts, so you can follow along with a few of our native-speaking friends of the pod, as well as the full Priče with Beppo audio and transcript. And lastly, our version of a Croatian phrase pocket guide to help jumpstart your language journey and have you start communicating sooner.
Puno hvala for taking time to listen to our podcast and watching our YouTube videos. We try to share as much Croatian language, culture, and travel content as we can. We hope you find our non-scholastic, conversational Croatian language approach helpful and are able to support our efforts. Puno hvala I čuvaj se.
You're listening to the Let's Learn Croatian podcast with Uncle Mike.
Dobro jutro, dobar dan I dobra večer, poštovani slušatelji, dobrodošli. Ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Welcome everybody to episode 105.
Yeah.
The team is here with us. We have a wonderful cast as we usually do. We have a gospodin Tony D, Mr. Castor Oil himself.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Kako si ti, Tony D?
Ja sam nice and ready to go.
Odlično?
Super odlično.
Or nije loše, not bad?
Yeah,
taco. Okay, we have DJ Mo. He's actually finally has his own super DJ Mo world.
Oh, yeah.
It's here. It's out. How would it go? The grand opening.
The grand opening was fun. We had a blast. Kids had an amazing time. Sretan rođendan to Malivitsko.
Yeah, Malivitsko. Sretan rođendan.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Super Mario World was fun.
Big double digits, 1-0.
I know, big 1-0. So big.
Decade.
Very
decade
cool.
Under his belt.
We have a live studio audience. We got Beppo over there hanging out, watching television. Yeah, he's over there, not paying attention to us.
Live studio audience.
Yeah, live studio one guy. Let's get the show rolling with a visit with our postman, Mr. Poštar Tony D.
You've got Pošta.
Hey everybody, Tony D here with some Pošta for you. As you all know, we have awesome avenues for you to reach out and let us know where you're listening, how you're listening, and why you're listening. We do enjoy seeing where you're listening from. It's pretty far away from us, and it's pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have one. We shouted him out last time. Jason and Casey, they had passed by a posta, and they're like, "Oh, hey, that reminds them of our show." So mm-hmm. That was really cool. Keeping us updated on their tour, apparently, because they're going all over Croatia.
Oh, wow.
Sent us a cool picture from Pula. Said, greetings from Pula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sent over greetings from, where's this one? Oh, that's a pretty cool picture. You guys can't see it. I'll show you guys later.
This is all from Instagram.
All from Instagram.
Okay.
Greetings from Rovinia.
Rovin, yeah. Super pretty.
Really cool picture of, it looks like the...
tower?
Yeah.
The kind of the top?
It's the... what the heck is that? It's like a old ruined building. I don't know exactly what it is.
The church?
Yes, the church.
They go to the bell tower.
Very, very cool. And then they sent another one of another posta. Greetings from what is it? Rijeka?
Rijeka. Yeah, wow. Okay, so they're up north.
Yeah, so they're touring around.
Eastern Peninsula.
Yeah.
And then they wrote in, "Hey team, I have arrived in Čakovec."
Is that how it's Čakovec?
Čakovec.
Okay.
"I'm going to have my first encounter with Kalikovsky? Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Kalivkovsky. Something like that. I think that's a food.
Okay.
And entirely different dialect with
Maybe Kajkovsky.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, yeah. K-A-J?
It's spelled a little differently, but yeah. I think you're right. So it's a different dialect.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's been an amazing 2 weeks in Hrvatska so far.
Hrvatska so far.
Jealous.
I know. Wow, it's super cool. All these pictures, which I'll share with you guys later. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll share them online too, if they're okay with that. Mm. Super neat to see them just touring around, having a good time.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing those, Jason and Casey. Pretty cool to see.
Puno hvala.
Got another one for you guys on Instagram as well. Tyler actually just commented, "I love LLC Pod and my Croatian misses."
All right.
Maya.
Nice. I like how we made it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No jealousy there, Maya.
Your priorities are, Tyler. First. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much for that.
It's reciprocated.
Yes. Thank you. That's it for Poshta.
Puno hvala, Tyler. Awesome. Hey, very much thank you, Tony D, for some great Poshta there. Remember, everyone, you can support our podcast. We have merchandise, t-shirts, hats, beanies. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Buy us a coffee. You can become a... through that, you can just donate to us, or you can become a Kikiriki or a Smokeful member. There's also our Squarespace donations, too. I do have, since you guys want to know, but really quick, in the Buy Me a Coffee, there's Q&As, there's Preacher with Beppo, dialogues in theater, songs, and important phrases that are big hits, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Nia Lush is a big one.
That's huge.
New one on the block. But let me tell you who's made some donations here, right? So... Tara B bought us 3 coffees, and she wrote us a little bit of a thing here. I'm going to read to you. It's really cool. "I am a third generation Croatian from Chicagoland."
Hey,
Chicagoland. "I've been trying to learn Croatian on my own for years, but your podcast has helped me improve my vocabulary so much. I'm a musician and have fallen in love with Dalmatian and Klapa music. Yeah, so I really really appreciate you including Dalmatian dialect into your lessons so I can understand more of the lyrics of these songs. Hvala lipa I sretno." So instead of saying hvala lijepo, she says hvala lipa, which is the Dalmatian way of saying it.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Pretty cool, Tara.
One I'm familiar with.
Hvala. Yes, hvala lipa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool there. Puno hvala, Tara. Also, we have a from Squarespace, James P. made a donation. I'm going to read what he wrote. Really cool here. "I went on a guided bike tour through the Dalmatian Islands, and what I learned from your podcast helped me impress nearly every Croatian I met."
Yeah, wow.
"Your conversational style taught me how to greet people, introduce myself, and ask questions. The extra culture and history facts helped too. Locals even started calling me Ivan because my Croatian sounded very good. Thank you so much."
Nice.
Look how cool that is.
That makes one of us.
Who feels cool in this room? I sure do. My hands raised high.
Well,
Tony,
cool. Thank you.
We're going to get you a bike and we're going to send you out there and you're going to be on fire. You just re-listen to all of our shows, listen to yourself, and remember when you learned and this didn't, you know, and when it didn't stick. So that's good stuff there. Puno hvala, everyone, for signing up, supporting us.
This is awesome.
Puno hvala. Yeah, we're amazed. Flabbergasted. As we continue along in our show, we have our lesson coming up. Are you guys ready?
Može.
To learn some Croatian? Because it's time to learn some favorites.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's one of my, like, you know, when I first get to, like, know somebody.
I get to learn all about
you. I don't see myself on this list.
Yeah, I didn't say favorite people to ignore. Oh. I said favorite, usually questions I ask, what's your favorite cereal?
Oh. Mm.
What's your favorite potato chip?
Yeah.
Ooh, good question. It's more of a tortilla chip, but whatever.
Could be whatever.
Potatoes.
Chips. Come in a bag and they're crunchy.
Yeah.
Or crisps. Burritos. What's your favorite crisp? Could be that.
What's the crisp?
Those are fries, aren't they?
Oh, what?
See, there you chips. Go. Much, much different. Okay. But before we jump into that, we're going to do it Croatian style.
Oh, all right.
Here we go. So the word for favorite is, we've got two different kind of words and kind of work both ways. I asked my cousin Valentina. She says, they're the same, Mike. So I'm going to stick with her. Puno hvala, Valentina. Omiljeni.
Omiljeni.
Right. So that's an adjective for the same as favorite. So it's an adjective. Omiljeni.
Omiljeni.
So let's do an example sentence. Koja je vaša omiljena večera?
Koja je vaša omiljena večera?
Tony D right there, man. That was awesome.
I practiced a little bit.
Okay. Koja. So koja is a question word meaning.
Koja. That's how you answer the phone.
Koja.
Oh, that's koja. That's koja. Koja. Koja is a different question.
I didn't practice enough, I guess. Koja.
Well, I have it translated as what is your favorite dinner, because that's how we would ask in English.
Koja.
But in Christian, they basically are saying which is your favorite dinner, right?
Ooh.
So you kind of which one instead of what, like what's in it. So koja je vaša omiljena večera? Tony D, you have a chance to answer here.
Not Hrvatska?
Not Hrvatski or English if you're struggling.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle for sure.
You can say ja volim.
Oh, yeah.
Salmon burritos or shrimp burritos. Ja volim, you know.
Ja volim burritos for sure. In any sort of form.
Okay.
Yeah.
DJ Mo, you get to chime in on this. Koja je vaša omiljena večera?
Burritos.
Very, very, very unique. I asked my dad earlier. He said mostaccioli. Meat sauce mostaccioli. Good question there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Koja je vaša omiljena večera? I would say hamburger.
Oh.
Hamburger.
Wow.
There you go. Hamburger right there. Or pizza.
Pizza's good.
Those two. Good ones.
That can all be smushed into a burrito, though.
Yeah, it could be a pizza hamburger or hamburger pizza. Pizza with hamburger on it.
In a burrito.
Yeah, in a burrito.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Dreams.
Moving on. So another word. So favorite was omiljeni or omiljena. Another word is najdraži.
Najdraži.
So that's kind of translates to most dear. So like, you know, like dragi is dear one. Mm-hmm. Najdraži is most dear, you know, in a, like najdraži. Dearest or most dear, right? Mm-hmm. So let's, najdraži. Let's do a sample sentence. So we're gonna use a feminine noun. So here's just a simple phrase. Moja najdraža pjesma.
Moja najdraža pjesma.
Najdraža.
Najdraža.
Pjesma.
Moja najdraža pjesma.
So that translates to my favorite song. So I'm going to give you guys some time to think while I tell you guys my favorite song. Moja najdraža pjesma je 99 Left Balloons.
Oh, I like that one.
Tony D, would you like to answer? In Croatian, por favor. Or molim vas.
Moja najdraža.
Najdraža.
Najdraža pjesma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You get to name any song.
I mean, there's so many.
It's true.
But I'll have to say...
Scrubs by TLC?
No.
Waterfall by TLC.
That's rough. Probably anything by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Stairway to Heaven.
Not that one. That one's good too.
Okay. DJ Mo.
Immigrant Song. There you go.
Ooh. Dang, you got me on Led Zeppelin now.
Please in Croatian.
Molim?
Yeah. Molim vas.
Molim vas. Moja najdraža pjesma.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said Led Zeppelin. That's all I can think about now.
Yeah.
Well, for Led Zeppelin, it's Barney R. Stomp. Really, really good song. But just in general, like one of my favorite songs of all time is a band called Braid.
Oh, wow.
And their song Forever Got Shorter is really high on my list. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting some exposure to some cool music while we're learning Croatian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Moving on. The best.
Oh.
Right? That's our podcast is referred to as the best. The best is najbolje.
Najbolje.
Right? So najbolje, prva liga, like the best.
Oh, yeah. I remember prva liga.
Yeah, that's a cool way to
I
say
like
it. So najbolje pjevač, right? So the best singer. Najbolje pjevač je Oliver Dragojevic.
Oh, yeah. That's
one of our guys. Tony D, you want to chime in on there? Najbolje pjevač je?
I'd say MJ, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah.
DJ Mo.
I gotta say me.
Oh, there you go.
Very pretty good singer.
That's good.
I
like that.
If you're in the carpool lane with me, you're gonna have some good times.
good carpool singing. Najbolje pjevač, right? So let's move on little by little, right? So to like something, right? Or you can say ja wolim, which kind of translates to I love, but it also, you know, works as to like. But svijam, it says, like, kind of it appeals to me, right? Svijatise.
Svijatise.
Right? So that's kind of when something appeals to you. So that's kind of a svijate is the infinitive. Svijatise is appealing to oneself. So for instance, a sample sentence, you could say svija mese boja.
Svija mese boja.
Right? Svija mese boja.
Svija mese boja.
So let's say we're looking at something, let's say the couch, and I'm like, oh, I like the color. The color appeals to me, right? Huh. Svija mese boja.
Svija mese boja.
So then we would ask, što je tvoja, koja je vaša najdraža boja? What is your favorite color?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Right? These are really cool words you can put together and use in different sentences. But before we go too far, the next one is the worst.
Hmm.
Right? So we got najbolje is the best. The worst is najgori.
Oh, najgori.
Right. So the worst. So sample sentence, najgori okus.
Najgori okus.
So okus is flavor or taste. So najgori okus, yeah. And my dad said lamb.
Oh.
Some people don't like the lamb taste, right? Najgori okus.
Najgori okus.
Got it. And last one. Last but not least, you can love something, but you can also hate something. So to hate is mrzite.
Mrzite.
So not a very nice word. You don't want to refer to it with people too much. But you can hate things. For example, exams.
Oh, yeah.
Ja mrzim ispite.
Ja mrzim ispite.
Bravo. So if you're in school and the end of midterms or end of the year exams happen, that's not a very good time. Mrzim ispite.
Mrzim ispite.
Bravo. Tony D, let's review all of those. Your creation is excellent. Here we go. Favorite. The word for favorite is omiljeni.
Omiljeni.
Super. Most dear is najdraži.
Najdraži.
The best is najbolji.
Najbolji.
Right? And to like something, not just ja volim, you could say to like is sviđati se.
Sviđati se.
Yeah. Or sviđati se. There you go.
Sviđati se.
I always yell at you guys for accenting the second syllable. But it makes more sense when you guys do it. The worst is najgori.
Najgori.
Right. Najgori. And to hate something is mrzite.
Mrzite.
Bravo, Tony D.
Hey.
Remember, everybody, all of these lessons are on our website. That's letslearncroatian.com. All these words, phrases, translations page, all there for you to review and look up whenever you need. Our Super Slatko Report is brought to you by TD Soaps, handcrafted small batch bar soaps made with all natural minimal ingredients. Pick up yours today at tdsoaps.com. That's TEEDEES, soaps.com, and get clean with TD Soaps.
It's time for the Super Slatko Report.
Alo, priyategi.
Hello.
Dobar dan.
Come and knock on my door. hope this pod finds you dobro wherever you are.
Može.
Okay, an interesting question came up recently when a friend of ours was planning their most recent trip to Croatia.
Ooh.
As this was their first trip, they asked for some recs. You know, they asked the doctorica, they asked myself. So one thing on their list that they submitted to us to kind of go over was a trip to the Blue Cave. Popular destination. It's on a lot of travel Croatia websites. So when the doctorica looked into it, she found that there were multiple Blue Caves.
Yeah.
So, hence this Super Slatko Report was born. Which cave is best for your next vacation? And maybe these questions that I hope to answer will help you figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
How many Blue Caves are there? Well, I think there's two, maybe one more potentially. How do you get to them and how are they different? So let's get started. How many Blue Caves are there? Like I said, from my digging around, I found two. There is one more cave, but it's not really that blue. So, I'll leave that one out. So one is on the island of Bishevo, and one on the island of Kolochep. Otok Bishevo is located in the middle of the Adriatic Sea. Bishevo is 5.8 kilometers squared, or 2.2 miles, and squared, and as of 2011, has a population of 15.
What? Wait, what? Yeah. Really?
The island is made up of limestone and is known for making wine, as it has a nice fertile area for growing grapes. Mm. The remainder of the island is mostly covered with pine trees, shrubs, and flat rocks, big ones. Aside from making wine, the island is also a great fishing spot. Mm. The Blue Cave here is covered by the sea. It's carved by the sea, into the limestone on the side of the island, and is only accessible via boat. The cave itself is 18 meters long, 59 feet, 6 meters deep, 20 feet, and 6 meters high, also 20 feet. What makes this cave so blue is that during the summer, the sun comes through submarine spaces, which hit the bottom of the cave that is mostly white already, which then lights it up and makes it very, very blue and pretty.
That's cool. Wow.
And Otto Kolochev is...
DJ Mo, I've been to it, and it's wonderful.
That one?
That's right across from Komija. So as you remember, in Preacher with Beppo, my dad escaped from Komija, did a pit stop in Bishovo, continued to Italy. Yeah. So yeah, you take a boat ride from Komija to Bishovo, or you set up shop there in Bishovo, and then you kind of take like one of those boats where everyone's got a duck to go inside.
Through the cave.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like really, really like terrifying, but it's definitely like everyone get down. It's but it's so beautiful.
Cool.
I vouch for it very much.
You got a what do you call that? First-hand
encounter?
Yes.
Encounter.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Big
yeah,
time.
Thank
big
you,
time.
Tony.
Was it really blue, though? Like blue?
Yeah, I mean, incredible. You know, like it's, you know, the ocean, the sea in Croatia is so pristine and clean, but there it's just another level. You know, it's just like glowing blue.
All right, you're really selling this one, and there's another one I got to talk about. So we got to be a little bit more on the fence here and let people decide for themselves.
Okay, well, I haven't been to the other one, so everyone gets to tell me about it.
Yeah. All right, so no favoritism here, obviously.
None.
Okay, so Otto Kolochev is smaller than Bishovo. It's 2.44 kilometers squared. 0.94 square miles.
Wow.
Kolochev is known as being Croatia's most southernmost inhabited island, with a population of 231 people as of 2021, which is kind of interesting being that it's smaller than Bishovo and it's got way more people. Kolochev has two villages, Gornje Čelo and Donje Čelo, each located at their own coves, and the island has no cars, but both villages are connected via a paved road that's less than a mile, and multiple footpaths also help you get around too. Kolochev has a lot going for itself with regards to beauty and offerings, close enough to Dubrovnik via ferry or water taxi. There's also restaurants and I believe a hotel or two. The Blue Cave here is only accessible by boat, known for its rich and intense blue color as well. A common sight for most boat tours from Dubrovnik. If you're walking around, you'll see it definitely listed as one of the options to go see. But I actually had a tough time finding size and depth details for this particular cave. So if anyone out there's got some details on this one, please send them my way. I'd update our posting when you do. But yeah.
You want them to go out there and take measure? And
maybe they go on a tour and the person says it or something. Man. You know, you can take note for me. I appreciate that.
I want it measured.
Yeah, I do like to know some details before I go, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Sounds pretty rad, though, either
way. I think
way.
So, like a laser pointer or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Laser measure.
So, how do you get to them? Tours, of course. Both of these islands aren't very large, as I just mentioned, and are usually combined into a tour with multiple spots for swimming and sunbathing and general water beach activities. So, to get to Otok Bishovo, Split is the closest large jumping off point. As I mentioned, there are lots of other sites that a boat tour will add in to get the most in, if you will. Usually an hour at each location, with tours ranging from half day to full day options. But that's just one jumping off point. There are multiple areas you can jump off to, as well as Trogir. There's lots. So you'll find this particular Blue Cave with a lot of different towns you visit. To get to Kolochev, this one is also going to be bundled, but it's going to be from Dubrovnik, obviously. So definitely another avenue for you to kind of hop on a tour and see it in your own pace and your own time. So how are they different? Well, I guess this depends on what's important to you on your vacation itinerary. If you are near Split or Dubrovnik, then one of the Blue Caves will make the most sense for you. But there's one more deciding factor that may tip the scales for you for your vacation, and that is if you can swim in them or not. Mm. So if you want to swim in a blue cave, then Kolochev Blue Cave is your only option. The Bishovo Blue Cave, the one that Uncle Mike went to, can only be seen via boat. Boat tours wait in the queue and will take you inside about 5 to 10 minutes at a time. The cave is obviously beautiful and scenic. You just aren't able to swim in it. The waters can be a little rough at times, rising and falling pretty quickly. And there's a potential for swimmers to get injured against the stone walls. But depending on the type of blue cave adventure you're interested in, there are at least two that we know of, obviously, that we just heard about, available to you. Personally, I like the one that Uncle Mike went on. That's the one I found the most pictures on. That's the one with all the details. I do like details.
Yeah.
But definitely, they're very pretty. But I do kind of want to swim in it. But that's up to me. I'll have to figure that out another way.
You can accidentally fall out of the boat.
Yeah.
I could.
It happens.
Yeah.
I definitely could. Oops. Reaching for...
I dropped my my camera.
I dropped my tennis shoe. I go get it. I
dropped myself in.
I dropped myself in.
Blame one of the kids.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Yeah.
And that's it for the Super Slack Report.
Holy
snow.
That's
pretty cool. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Pristine beauty, Croatia. Never ceases to amaze.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. DJ Mo, puno hvala, but koliko je sati?
Time for your monumento.
To learn some Croatian, because it's time to learn some favorites.
Oh,
ooh.
That's one of my, like, you know, when I first get to like know somebody,
I get to learn all about
me. I don't see myself on this list.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say favorite people to ignore.
That's it for Money Momento.
Remember, everyone, you can find us at letslearncroatian.com. Our podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook page, LLC Pod. Instagram is also LLC Pod. Or support us. You can make a donation to our supporters page at letslearncreation.com. We've got merchandise, hats, beanies, t-shirts. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us if you'd like to be, if you're a visual learner, if you like putting forks and dishes away at this time, please do that. You can buy us a coffee or become a member at our Buy Me a Coffee page. Become a Kikiriki or Smokefa member. All these links are there on our website, letslearncroatian.com. And if you want to get in touch with us, send us a message, become a sponsor, any of the above, tell us about your story, please do. We appreciate everything. info@letslearncroatian.com. From the entire Let's Learn Croatian team, we got Tony D.
Puno hvala, laku noć.
I DJ Mo.
Buona fine, laku noć.
Čujemo se I laku noć.